Of multi-sport athletes, we have a lot of those. But the kids that are not in season, you know, in the fall, they're in the gym almost every day, whether it's shooting, whether it's we work with Method Sports in North Ridgeville this year and got them in doing some personal training and working with them this year, which was really good for our program. They're just doing lots of really important things. And the thing I think that in 12 years I've never focused on as much as I've done this year is just their mental toughness. We've done a lot of mental training and things like that in the off season, and we're working with that, our program this year. So that's been a really positive thing for us.
You mentioned a couple of different things that I wouldn't have thought of there. So what do you do in the off season that you think, well, how are we going to get better? And then we can take a couple of these different approaches that you're talking about. Is that from talking to other coaches? Is that from, you know, maybe you talking with the girls? How do you decide to do some of those things that you're mentioning?
You know, I looked at the last 12 years and what I was missing, to be honest with you. I kind of did a more self-reflection, and I realized that, you know, we didn't focus so much on the mental aspect and the team aspect and the stuff that really isn't on the court. You know, the charity work and just developing them as all-around people. And so we really focused on that in the off season. We did more team stuff this summer. I took them to the University of North Carolina, which I got to be honest, I'm a Duke fan. So it was really tough for me to take them there. But I told them, I said, if we're going to go, then we're going to Duke. So we got to go to UNC, do a team thing, and it was awesome, unbelievable experience. I got to, you know, the girls got to go on Duke floor, the Duke floor and the UNC floor, and they got to see like what the tradition was there. And I think it kind of sparked a little bit in them because they realized that it's bigger than what they're doing, you know, and there's more to basketball than just being on a court.
How far in advance did you have to plan a trip like that?
About a year, you know.
So there's some work behind the scenes to make that happen.
Oh, yeah, we had some parents step up, and they drove us down. And I can't personally drive the kids, so all the parents took them down. We stayed in a hotel and just did a lot of team bonding and did a lot of stuff this summer, which was really cool. And then in the preseason in September and October, like I said, we took a lot of our girls to Method Sports and did some stuff with them just to get them out of the school atmosphere and in the school weight room and just get a different look. And the girls really benefited from that, I believe.
All that being said, what are your expectations for this year? How good can this Lady Ranger team be?
You know, I was listening to Zavara, Dave Zavara, earlier, and
why?
He talked about how he – I know, right? he talked about how he doesn't have goals. And I go, man.
Isn't that weird?
This is the first year where my – I know, right? Dave, who listens to Dave?
Who doesn't have goals?
Dave doesn't even know I'm talking about him right now.
I know. He's in another universe right now.
You know, I look up to Dave. He's been around since I played, I got to be honest. But he talked about how he doesn't have goals for his teams. And so I had my girls write down goals, and we ripped them up. Because you can sit there and you can write SWC title, you can write district championship, but the bottom line is every other team has those goals. So why would you have those things if everybody has them, everybody would get them, right? So we want goals that are in our grasp. You know, play well every day, improve every day, become a better teammate, become, you know, better at just being on the floor. Whatever it is, just every day becoming a better player, person, you know, whatever that is.
What do you need to do to be a better team this year?
Just be a better team. Work together, trust each other. I think the biggest thing for us is just trust. You know, we have a couple of new pieces, and like today at practice in particular, we had a couple of girls that are like, you know, I didn't jump because I wasn't sure if somebody would cover my person. And I'm like, that's called trust. You have to trust that your teammates are going to be there for you. And so that was one of the things that we've been just preaching is just trusting your teammates and being able to rely on each other.
We've got you a couple times this year. You go to Avon on January 11th, and then we're going to have the Rangers as they host Olmsted Falls on January 29th. So a couple of easy games for North Ridgeville this year on WEOL.
The Southwest is always easy. No.
What are your thoughts of the SWC this year?
It's tough. You know, I can sit there and I can look at every single team, and they have, I mean, there's so much competition. There's no outright winner. It's going to come down to, you know, who can outlast and the longevity of a season. You know, who can stay healthy.
We think also maybe gets hot, puts a 5 or 6-game win streak in the second half together?
Yeah, I mean, I really think that the number one team in our conference will have a little bit over maybe a 700 record. You know, like
that equates to about 3 or 4 losses then, right?
Yeah, I would say 4 or 5 losses, something like that. I really don't think there's going to be an outright winner. I mean, I would love to say that was going to be me because I would love for our girls to step up and do those things because I honestly believe that in the 12 years I've coached that we've had the most depth I've ever had. I mean, we had the group where we had Izzy and, you know, phenomenal group of players, but I've never had the depth of just experience and athleticism that we have this year. We are very deep, but can they perform? Can they do the things that need to be done in game situations where they can outlast other teams?
Does consistency concern you?
Always. All those things concern me. Boxing out concerns me, rebounding, shooting, putting the ball in the hole. All those things always concern me. But what matters to me most, I think, this year is just performing and just being a team.
The community's booming. Everybody knows that's growing and growing and growing. It's maybe it's the new Avon, if you will. Mm-hmm. Have you seen numbers increase in the lower levels because of that? And how long, when a community is growing like North Ridgeville is, can it come up to your level?
I kind of said that it was going to be about a 10-year process for our community to kind of catch up, and it's been about that. You know, we've been very competitive the last few years, but this year I feel like it's starting to take off. We have four junior high teams, so two per grade level, which is tough because you're splitting up talent now, so you're trying to like catch up a little bit, and you're playing teams that have everybody on one team where we're kind of splitting talent, but we're kind of, you know, like I said, we're catching up. And I've never had in 12 years this many girls try out for my high school team. We had, I think, almost 40 girls try out.
Good grief, that's terrific.
It's amazing, you know, and it's just a testament to, I feel like, our program and what we're trying to do. And for us, it's never been about wins and losses for me. It's just about the girls and creating a program where it's just trust and having fun and doing what you need to do to be a good teammate and be part of a community. So, and be part of a family, which is what we preach.
Well, Amy, you know how much we think of you. We enjoy talking basketball with you. I always love watching your basketball team play and compete. And
appreciate
I think
that.
That's what your team does. I think they take on the persona of their head coach. You're a competitor. You competed at LC. Mm-hmm. You coached, and then now you're over at North Ridgeville. And I just enjoy personally watching your teams play.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, I think we come with from a great community, and our parents are awesome. Our kids are awesome. I think they get a little bit of an underdog kind of tone to them, which I kind of like. But there's no place I would rather be, and no place I would rather go.
Great. Well, Amy, best of luck this year. Again, we'll have you twice, North Ridgeville at Avon on January 11th, and then it'll be a little bit later that month, January 29th, Olmsted Falls over at North Ridgeville.
All right. Thank you for having me, and thanks for all the support over the years, guys.